it did inspire him. It did motivate him to work more and faster and create more things. And in fact, his creative output over the last 5 and 6 years is probably his greatest, his most prolific period.
Running out of time, but not dry. Jobs writes his next chapter, and it's a page turner.
Okay, so we've called Steve Jobs a guru a few times already. Let's think about that.
People can definitely go overboard about their enthusiasm for the man and his company.
And I admit I am partly guilty of that, but that was also part of Steve Jobs' grand plan. Over the years, he created this self-contained ecosystem where your device was your portal into this universe, like a badge of membership.
And the king of that universe was Jobs himself, equal parts CEO and rock star.
The devices, the company, the man himself, the corporate world has never seen anything like it, and maybe never will again.
Holding it like it's the Holy Grail.
Yes!
To me, a brand is one simple thing, and that is trust.
Steve Jobs was Apple, and Apple was Steve Jobs. He trusted that he knew what we needed before we did.
They look so good, you kind of want to lick them.
You know, in Wall Street, they have focus groups where they have people and they try to test out products. You have to fill out a questionnaire afterwards. Steve Jobs says, bah, humbug. All you have to do is take one of his products and give it to a kid. And in 2 minutes, you know whether it's a hit or a failure.
Steve's passion and joy about all things Apple made him the consummate showman.
Oh, look what happens.
And enabled him to sell, sell, sell.
This is where the world's going.
This is how tiny it is.
The cult of Apple was buying all of it.